If a bakery does its work right, there will be something for every customer. Katie Johnson, the owner of From Scratch Bakery Company in Wolfboro, shows off her offerings. Cases of peanut butter brownies, red velvet cupcakes, salted chocolate cookies, and more.
Banana bread, muffins, cookies. We make a lot of stuff that's gluten-free or vegan. I like to make everyone feel invited. I hate the feeling of someone feeling like they're on the outside.
Johnson isn't just talking about people trying not to eat gluten or animal products. She started this company in part to employ individuals with disabilities, in particular, a woman named Kristen Tower.
My sister Kristen has Down syndrome. I just like this vision of a place where Chrissy could have a job, not just Chrissy, but other people like Chrissy who have lots of gifts and talents, but have a hard time being seen for those. And I wanted her to be able to work comfortably and be appreciated.
Hence the bakery, which opened June 1st after about a year of planning and a crowdfunding campaign that raised nearly $34,000. Johnson is a trained pastry chef. Her sister, Tower, loves the kitchen as well, as she explains in the bakery's Indiegogo fundraising video.
I love to do cake decorating. Actually, I have been going to a cake decorating class. I like key lime pie. I like blueberry pie. I like apple pie. I like to make them.
For individuals like Tower, there often isn't a whole lot to like when it comes to finding a job. The national unemployment rate for people with disabilities in 2014 was 12.5%, and that's down from the previous year. Richard Cohen, executive director of the Disability Rights Center, says a handful of large employers like Walgreens and Marriott Hotels make a regular effort to hire and train individuals with disabilities, but small to medium-sized companies often don't, sometimes because there hasn't been enough social service support, sometimes because employers feel like they won't be able to successfully accommodate the worker and stay productive.
So instead of maybe a person with a significant disability having to do 8 different things, you customize it so they're maybe only doing 2 of those things. And you can do that without necessarily losing productivity or hurting the bottom line.
From Scratch makes a number of accommodations for its workers, which include several people with developmental disabilities. Katie Johnson says they build more time into each step of the pastry process, planning, training, and baking. And employees keep tabs on each other. One who's serving customers might head back to the kitchen to help another scoop out cookie dough, or a baker might go to the counter to help make change. Johnson says it does take some extra effort to make this approach work, but it's worth it.
When you give someone a job who hasn't really had one, there is an element of pride in that that creates this drive to do the best that you possibly could all the time. The result is a dependable, trustworthy, really motivated, awesome employee. And who doesn't want that?
In other words, Johnson sees this model as good business, a workplace where employees can use their individual strengths, get help when they need it, and don't have to keep to a breakneck pace. She says a worker of any ability level would appreciate that.
Yeah, we are definitely a fast-paced world, but it's good when you come in here. I think people feel a sense of like, okay, I'm going to slow down for a minute. And, like, this is good. It's nice. So, and you'll see we're having some folks come in now, too, I think. Hi.
And with that, Katie Johnson is off, making sure everyone who stands on either side of this counter feels welcome. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.